Food Time Show this week, sponsored by the Greek Islands Restaurant. Enjoy the warm Mediterranean ambiance of authentic Greek dining at the award-winning Greek Islands Restaurant. With extra virgin olive oil and seafood, wines, herbs, and spices, all imported directly from Greece, they provide you delicious and healthy meals. Favorites include the whole Mediterranean sea bass, the baked chicken brigantini, homemade gyros on these frosty days that we have. The delicious egg lemon soup is so great. I love their navy bean soup, the lentil, the chickpea soup, all homemade and hearty, delicious. Private party rooms available. The Greek Islands restaurants also provide catering since 1971. The Greek Islands has been Chicago's first choice for great food and reasonable prices. They are the perfect place to meet for a business lunch, family dinner, or to stop in before a game or show. Visit the Greek Islands in Chicago, 200 South Halsted, or in Lombard, 300 East 22nd Street. Free parking is available. Greek Islands is America's most popular Greek restaurants. Normally, I carry out when I go to the Greek Islands or restaurant.
Or they carry you out.
Well, that has happened there over the decades. But I enjoyed a lovely dinner there earlier this week. Uh-huh. I had some stuffed peppers, like homemade stuffed peppers.
I love stuffed peppers.
They were so good. And I bring it up because you could modify that and make it a Super Bowl appetizer idea. Have you seen in the grocery store, not the regular green peppers or red peppers or tomatoes that you can stuff, but the little small ones?
Yeah.
They have those little, like, they're like the size of a jalapeno popper. And you just take those peppers, core them out, real simple to do with a paring knife, parboil them, and then stuff them with the same stuff that you stuff stuffed tomatoes.
The rice and the...
Yeah, the rice and ground lamb or beef or whatever it is that you use to
That's
stuff.
That's a cool idea.
And it's very attractive out on the table. It's multicolored and very delicious. I've done that in the past, too.
Look at you.
And I would put a toothpick in it. Here's Dana Falk, who is with Hungry Fan Game Day Cookbook, hungryfan.com. And give us some other ideas, Dana, for some great ideas for next Sunday's Super Bowl.
Sure. So we were talking about chicken rings and chicken before the break.
Right.
And you asked me about a healthy version. Is it actually that good? The answer is yes. You know, one of the things that you can do for game day, I just, like, my favorite's buffalo wings. I cannot have game day without buffalo wings. And usually they come out fried, and they're, like, really dry, and usually they're not soft well, and right. I just hate that. So the easiest thing to do at home is take your favorite flour, whether it's, like, regular flour or brown rice flour, whatever it is you use. People, you know, who are gluten-free tend to use, like, the brown rice flour, and I actually prefer that just because it's a little bit lighter. You can dredge your wings, and then you can put them in your sauce, and then you can use really fun kitchen tools like air fryers or indoor grills to get that crispy outside, just like you would if they were fried, but they're baked and much better for you.
Okay, so you're avoiding the fry process completely, coating with flour and then baking.
Yeah. I mean, you can also, you know, bread them if you want. If you want to use panko crumbs or bread crumbs, so you would basically just dredge in the flour, then dip in egg wash, which is just like beaten eggs with a little splash of water, and then panko crumbs or bread crumbs or cornflakes or mashed up chips, if that's what you like. And then you can do the same thing. You can bake them or air fry them to get that crispy, crunchy, similar to fried consistency. And okay. Then, of course, whatever sauce you use.
All right. You have something called Game Day Barbecue Chicken, which the recipe looks great and so easy because you start off with a rotisserie chicken that you buy at the store, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, certainly you can do semi-homemade, partially homemade, or which means partially store-bought, too. Whatever makes your game day easier, because at the end of the day, if you're watching the Super Bowl, the last thing you want is to be stuck in the kitchen while all of your friends and family are out there watching the game. So if buying a store-bought chicken that's already cooked and making it into this, we have a recipe for barbecue chicken dip, or utilizing that to then throw your own sauce on and sort of expedite the chicken. Yeah.
Well, I just say the rotisserie chicken from the store, because you're going to shred it up anyway. So you shred the chicken up, and then this dip. What is in this dip that you're talking about?
Well, it depends on what you like. I have started using my own barbecue blend that I made that I actually sell. So you can combine that with a little bit of Worcestershire sauce, brown sugar, and a little bit of tomato sauce, like just plain tomato sauce, actually, to give it some texture.
Okay.
And you can blend that all together for a really yummy barbecue flavor with your chicken. Certainly top it with any sour cream or Greek yogurt that you might like, or cheese, as you might a chili, all of that, or jalapenos or cilantro, anything that you like that, for you enjoy with your barbecue.
Okay.
It's really easy to do.
I'd mentioned that it's the biggest selling avocado day of the year. What have you got in the avocado department for me?
It is the biggest avocado day of the year, actually. I know for Super Bowl 50, Americans ate 139.4 million pounds of avocados. So, obviously, I think most people's go-to is guacamole,
right,
which is so easy to make. It's actually fascinating to me that more people don't make it. I've made it for people, and they just like look at me like I have five heads, like, wow, that's how you make guacamole.
Super easy.
Yeah, it's really easy.
So what do you put in yours? What do you put in yours?
I like to do some grilled peppers, usually either poblano. I like poblano because they're not too spicy, and people can usually manage those pretty easily. And then bacon.
Oh.
Because who doesn't like bacon?
Nice.
Crispy bacon, though. It's got to be crispy.
Very true.
Nice.
Okay. And then just mash it all up?
Yeah, you can mash it up. I like to keep my bacon sort of in smaller chunks so that you sort of get a nice little chunk on your chip when you dip. But a great thing to do for the Super Bowl for your party is to just make the basic guacamole, which is, you know, like your acid, whether that's lime juice or lemon juice, your onions, your diced up little tomatoes, and your cilantro, salt and pepper, and then put out a bunch of sides that you might want to have, that people might want to put onto their onto their guacamole, like a guacamole, you know, bar, like a taco bar or a burger bar. You can do the same thing for guacamole.
Right.
Really easy. People love it.
Now, you mentioned adding an acid to it with the lemon. Is that to keep the guacamole from browning? That's what people
yes.
The number one complaint about guacamole is once you take the pit out, it starts the browning process, which could not be, it's not harmful, but it's just so unappetizing looking.
Yeah, it is. It's gross. It's pretty, when it's that brown color, you really just do not want to dig into it. And yes, the lime and the lemon help to keep the guacamole from browning. They also give the guacamole flavor that little bit of like the tart kick that you sort of come to expect, that you want to balance out your, because avocados are so smooth and kind of fatty that the acid from either the lemon or the lime really help balance out that smoothness and give you that flavor that you're used to.
Yeah, a lot more recipes at hungryfan.com. What are other ways to get more information, Dana?
Certainly hungryfan.com. You can find a lot of recipes there. The book is great. It's available on Amazon, The Hungry Fans Game Day Cookbook. And you can follow me on all social platforms. I'm on Instagram, I'm on Twitter, Facebook. Everything is at The Hungry Fan.
Dana.
And I actually just sent out a newsletter with some great recipes, so join my newsletter list. I'm going to send it out again this week.
Good deal. Dana Falk, thank you so much. Happy Super Bowl Sunday.